Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, and I'm still playing Vector, the Tiefling Assassin.
I'm Brad.
He's back.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm alive.
Resurrection.
I'm playing Rafa, who's in prison.
Or was.
What is Rafa?
An Arakakra monk.
Nice.
I'm Kill, playing the human scout that had a name that I came up with and that I don't remember, so I have to open my character sheet. I'll get back to you.
Scouty, you said.
Scouty. That sounds right.
I am Austin, and I am playing Diwa, Diwa, the voice-breaking fighter.
go ahead and introduce yourself, Will.
I'm Will, playing Jalen Merc.
Excellent.
A half-orc monk.
Excellent. And we still have our guest with us this week. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Nate. I am playing Preden Loyani, the human fighter.
Excellent. So last time, we were doing a little one-shot. After the prison break caused by Sharu and Arden here in Latigo. And our potential escapees, have slaughtered some guards and some possessed guards. And they have just obtained some items that they then will use to try and help themselves escape. So, we are picking up with you guys, and sorry, Ben and Sarah, they may show up, they may not. We don't know. So, we'll keep an ear out for them. But anyway, we're picking up with you guys, continuing on the adventure.
Tiwa goes and collects the daggers he threw.
Okay.
And utensils.
And the utensils.
Quote unquote daggers.
Yes.
Some of them are daggers.
The daggers are daggers, but not all of them are daggers.
And a couple rocks. While he's at it, why not?
I'm sorry, Brad. What was your character's name again?
Rafa.
Rafa. And Will.
Jalen Merc.
Jalen, it works. Jalen. Okay. So, you gathered your daggers. I'll say you find them, all of them, easily enough. I assume you wanted a bow, correct?
I did, yes.
So it would have been easy to find one. You find, 20-ish arrows, easily enough. Is anyone else trying to do something before you move to the next leg of the escape?
Am I just in prison? I mean,
we'll get to you.
Okay. I'll wait.
These guards are dead. Like, really dead.
Yeah, they're, really dead. Jeffrey, you did a good job.
Thanks, Forrest.
My name is, Elkron.
I think that's Ben's character.
I know. He just sounds like Forrest.
That's what he sounded like.
It's true. What's it look like over the wall? Like, if we go to the wall, can we climb up to the top of the wall?
Well, it probably looks like more wall. Maybe some trees.
I go check out over the wall and see.
Okay. Go ahead and... There's no stairs to get up there from here.
Oh. Can I climb it?
Well, we try. We have a potion of climbing we could use.
True. Or I can just climb it. Acrobatics or athletics?
Probably athletics.
Okay. That is 18.
18? Okay. I'd say you're able to scale it pretty well. It's a little hard, but you're able to climb to the top and peer over. Are you looking for anything in specific?
Just what's outside the wall. Okay. See if we can just hop the wall and get out of here.
Go ahead and make an investigation check.
That will be 6.
So as you look down, it's very strange to you Because you can see that it's light out, you know, for the most part. It's probably getting 4 or 5 o'clock in the day. But as you look down to the next part of the wall, you see that the walls are, you know, connected to some degree here, but the whole courtyard down below is just black.
That's foreboding.
In like a black mist, I should clarify.
I shout, Tom. The next place looks spooky. It's all misty and dark.
Try to break out of a magic prison and climb in the walls. Can I make like some kind of an intelligence check to try to remember like what direction one is dragged into the prison from?
Would have been the direction that he was looking.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, make an intelligence check. We'll do survival. Yeah.
That's not great, but I have good survival though. 12.
Yeah, you would recall that you came from that direction, and the gates guarding this area where multiple of the guards went and the one that ran off lead to that direction.
After him, we can't let him escape.
I think you already did.
Well, we can try.
They are very fast. Thrive in the dark anyways. Let's go.
This is true.
Prayed in what?
Prayed in and I thrive in the dark.
Oh.
I go back to doing Pink Panther style sneaking around.
I grab one of the dead guard bodies and drag it behind me.
Don't sue us.
I grab one of the guard bodies and start dragging it behind me towards the gate.
Do you climb back down?
Yes, I climb back down.
I'm not dead yet. So, Ben had passed without a trace. How long does that last for again?
1 hour.
Yeah, it would probably still be up.
I think it's 10 minutes, or I don't know.
The battle didn't last that long.
I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure it's an hour.
Pretty sure it's an hour.
I think the 10 was the plus 10.
10 minutes.
Oh, that could be that. You add 10 to whatever you rolled, and then it lasts for an hour. That sounds about right.
So, what are you doing with the body?
Just dragging it, and when we get to the next area, I'm going to toss it in before us.
All right. What's your intelligence?
I think it's like 8.
Can we like Weekend at Bernie's it?
Hi, guys, I'm over here. My intelligence is 10.
Puppeting a dead body.
It's a plus 0.
Pretending they're alive.
Okay, so are you all walking towards the gate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So as you begin walking towards the gate, you hear a clamor behind you, and you know, a door bursts through in another direction of the prison, and you see several guards just slaughtered by two other prisoners that come out. If you would like to describe your characters, go ahead.
You want to go first, Brad?
Sure. I forgot what Rafa looked like, but...
he's Bird.
Well, yeah. I remember that Bird he likes the dark, and he likes being underground. And
did you just recycle that character?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's the same one.
I guess technically he could be here.
It's the same one.
It's fine. He is Eric Cocker Monk. That is...
Where was he from before?
Grave Robber.
It was in the Grave Robber. And you guys tried to kill me.
Yeah.
You were evil.
Yeah, you were evil. So he went to prison because he actually murdered your character later.
I believe
lives.
Oh yeah, he was. So he's like an eagle form, because he was like
he hates flying.
Cousins to that one tavern guy.
I don't remember his name.
Well, yeah, but anyway, but. The one who's always like, does the neck, the side eyes. And he's got a rope tied around his feathers.
His wings?
His wings, yeah. But it's just a simple monk robes. Nothing fancy.
So Jalen is got light blue, pale skin for a half-orc. A couple of tusks pointing up from his bottom lower jaw. You see him grab one of the guard's hats and put it on his head, and he's like, this will do for now. And then as the guard's getting up, he just punches him again. And then he pulls out from his pouch with scroll and checks it, and then goes back over and breaks the guy's neck. I didn't teach that back at the academy.
Oh, I bet not, yeah.
You know, if you just used a knife or a blade, you could make sure they were really dead rather than having to punch.
Don't you want to feel the pulse end with your fingertips?
How did I end up in the same place as you guys?
It is a nice feeling. I did that back in the other room.
I've been wondering the same thing.
You guys are creepy.
Just choking someone out. Severing the human spine from their skull is quite the experience.
That's it. When I get out of here, I am starting a petition for a prison for white-collar crime.
Yeah. You know, same. I was actually here for tax evasion.
You look like a tax evader.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, everyone, the tax deadline is April 15th.
Depending on when this is released, it's going
to
be after.
Says the finance guy.
I still need to do mine.
I need to do mine,
you
too.
You need to do yours? That's why I
finished mine yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
This episode may come out the day after tax deadline.
It's going to be really later. Yeah,
I think you're right.
It's coming out next week.
We don't have a buffer right now.
Last week's coming out next week.
So this will be coming out on the 16th.
Just going to release them all? The whole batch?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Just so everybody gets
just so everyone gets a reminder of the tax notice.
That's right. We are doing a
public service announcement.
That way it's still a one-shot, not a two-shot.
And Uncle Sam, if you're listening, please, please lower our taxes.
Seriously.
Anyway.
Heading toward the gate.
Did any of the guards had better armor than leather?
Yeah. You find some that have, like, chain shirts.
I take some chain shirts.
I'm going to follow you.
Shirt and get one.
What's your name?
Scouty. Yes.
You're scowling with a key. All right. I can remember that.
And apparently she's the only one here that's not a murderer.
Well, I didn't murder anyone on purpose.
I did. I was paid for it.
I don't remember murdering anybody, but it's very possible that I was drunk.
Well, okay, there was this one jerk that kept enslaving everyone that we met, so yes, I did try to kill someone.
He doesn't sound like a very nice guy.
Right, Devin.
Did you kill him?
No.
Oh, that's too bad he got away.
He almost killed me.
He'll probably come back. Me and Jeffrey will take care of him.
That's good.
Hey, wondering, you picked up a whole bunch of papers, magic scrolls, love magic scrolls. What? I don't know much about magic. What are the stipulations on find familiar? Is, like, a pterodactyl familiar?
No.
No.
Saber-toothed tiger?
No.
Toads. Rats.
More like a cat.
Dragon wings.
Cat.
What about egg?
Little.
Humpty Dumpty.
I think if the egg is hatched, then yes.
It's not good then.
I don't know. Some chickens are pretty vicious.
If you're working to help it hatch.
What?
What?
I came from an egg.
What hatches from fabric? You came from egg?
Of course.
Doesn't it look like it did?
From a Fabergé egg?
From Fabergé? You came from Fabergé egg?
Yes.
He is a god.
You know, it would take one to catch an egg like that.
You see Elise kind of look over at you, then back at Rafa, and then be like, man, they really do need to make a white collar crime scene.
You know, speaking of gods, I've been hearing rumors of this new god of pancakes.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Gilgamesh? No.
Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh, that's it.
Are we just sitting
here? He's actually one of the new dudes at the university that I was teaching at.
I need to go just there. Remind everyone, we're still in a prison. We should get out of
here. Oh, yeah, we should.
What is prison when surrounded by friends?
You know, we could just go back to our
go back, we locked the door. It's
but fun. Beck have good point. We should we should scramble.
So welcoming these new outcasts, you guys move towards
the gates.
The gate.
As you open the gate, the black mist seems to pause right at its entrance.
I toss a body into the gate.
As you toss the body, well, make a strength check.
Yeah, bodies are heavy.
And I'm strong. I got a 20.
Probably stronger when he's drunk.
Nice.
If you want to, if straight strength check is 20.
Okay. So as you toss the body in, you hear it sling across in leaving your fingertips and then thud.
Well,
can I see the body?
Make a perception check. With disadvantage.
Ten.
You cannot see the body.
But it sounds like it hit the floor. So but
the body's hit the floor. There's our title.
Yeah, we need a bard here.
Should have been a bard.
You do hear, as you're trying to see, your ears pick up the sound of what
do your elf ears
appears
hear?
To be the gentle clatter of chains. Moving back and forth.
Ominous.
Enough of this, and I just draw my blades and walk into it.
Jack. Oh no!
I follow right behind him. Did we have a short rest at all, or no?
You did not.
I didn't think so. Just had a hope. Small hope.
It's okay, you have a friend.
Can I throw the dust of disappearance up when I see Vec doing this? Okay. Does that affect...
Yeah, we'll have to go
one person.
One
person that goes into the, you throw the dust up in the air and you walk through it and then you become invisible for like 1d4 plus 1 minute.
Oh, nice.
I believe, and depending, I believe it has a couple charges of.
Yeah, the bag, the pouch has X number of charges.
It's like
I am
still
there. 1d4.
This power is. There's enough of it for one use.
Oh.
When you use an action to throw the dust into the air, you and each creature. An object within 10 feet of you become invisible for 2d4 minutes. So go ahead and roll 2d4.
Mm. And I was stealthing forward. I should have said that.
Six. Okay, nice. 6 minutes.
I think it breaks when you use an action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, like, are enough people around that if they want to walk through the dust, they could?
10 feet around you.
Yeah, I mean, how close do you guys realistically feel you are? I mean, this is kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing.
I'm definitely close to Birdman.
I can roll a... many people are there? 1, 2, 3, 4.
How
five,
wide
six,
is the gate?
Seven, eight. I can roll a d8 and add 2 to see how many people hit. Does that seem fair?
Sure. Yeah.
3 people.
Sounds good.
So, I assume...
I'm hanging
you,
back.
You, and Birdman.
Yeah, so Vec, Braden, and Rafa.
Mm-hmm. So you three are invisible.
I am?
So you get advantage on your stealth checks going forward.
Okay.
So you were stealthing forward. Go ahead and roll stealth check for me.
All three of us?
Anyone who's stealthing forward.
Before moving, though, I wanted to cast...
Do we still have that pass without a trace?
Pass without a trace.
That's pass without a trace is still up.
Well then. Oh. That adds a 10.
If it's already out, then never mind.
Then it's a 36.
Fucked. 36, okay.
So with advantage.
It's also fucked. Can't move my dice today. There we go.
Yeah, with pass without a trace, without rolling, I have a 20.
Same!
Nice!
I'm going to drink the potion.
Means
of,
I have a 25.
Climbing.
Okay.
How long does it last?
You'll have to look it up.
Okay.
I'm stealthing forward, but I'm in the back of whatever's going on. Just okay. For
18 plus 10 clarity. Is 28.
28? Okay, sounds good. So you guys are stealthing forward, and as you begin creeping forward into the darkness, the shroud of mist envelops you, and you hear, again, the rattling of chains. Whatever chains sound like, you know, people know. Thank you, Will. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. And every now and again, you hear the chains lash out like a whip. Look at you. I've got my own sound guy.
I'm the assistant to the DM.
That's right. And then you hear a scream. Ah!
That was pretty good.
They showed up just in time. I was about to kill the characters. You guys literally showed up just in time. You almost died.
We can't hear them.
Nope. Well, our friends have arrived. We will pick up this episode next time. Thanks for listening.